of 36, chance of showers maybe on Sunday. They're actually saying 30% in the morning, increasing to 90% by Sunday evening with a high of 49. Showers likely Sunday night, 33. Monday, chance of snow, rain mixed with snow on Monday with a high of 40, and mostly sunny then on Tuesday with a high of 39. Right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, it is 40 degrees right now. That's the only temperature I can get from the weather service right now is the one that I usually get when I stick my head out the window. It's Aretha Franklin. Take the load off of me, please, Aretha. Please, Queen of Soul.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about a half past dead. I just need some place where I can live. Shook my hand, and that was all it said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load off for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And hey, yeah, yeah. Put the weight on me. I picked up my bag.
Aretha Franklin, here's Question Mark and the Mysterians to take us to news time. coming in here on Saturdays. Hanging out with you guys. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And the week ended with a little history being made at the White House. Vice President Kamala Harris became the first woman ever to hold the powers of the presidency. She stepped in for Joe Biden for just under 90 minutes when he was placed under anesthetic for a routine medical procedure. The vice president otherwise had a grim week. Her approval ratings fell to the lowest level ever recorded amid reports that she's unhappy with the tasks President Biden has handed to her. She was asked about that by George Stephanopoulos on ABC News.
We're getting things done and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No.
The week also ended in America with an acquittal on all charges in a highly followed American murder trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, an 18-year-old vigilante, acquitted of the killings of two people during Black Lives Matter protests in Wisconsin last August. He successfully claimed self-defense. His attorney, Mark Richards.
He had as much business being there as any of the demonstrators or the rioters. There's going to be people who will never agree with that statement. If we all would just mind our own business a little bit, I think we'd all be better off. And it's a hard lesson to learn.
President Biden, who at one point compared Mr. Rittenhouse to white supremacists, said he accepted the outcome of the trial. Numerous countries in Europe tightened their COVID-19 restrictions, and Austria became the first European country to make vaccination mandatory. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel warned of a difficult winter ahead. From FSN's bureau in Berlin, Trent Murray covered that story.
Angela Merkel said it was absolutely time to act, and that the situation facing Germany is very worrying. With the country's state of emergency extended until early next year, state authorities will remain able to enforce existing restrictions, but new measures have also been announced, including steps towards passenger health pass checks before long-haul train trips and increased testing at places of employment.
Mudslides and storms beset British Columbia in Canada's west and also the west coast of the United States. 18,000 people had to flee their homes in Canada. President Biden and President Xi Jinping of China held their first face-to-face summit meeting. It took place virtually. There were no breakthroughs, but the U.S. president said he hoped fresh initiatives could be taken to reduce the risk of conflict between the world's two biggest economies.
It seems to me our responsibility as leaders of China and the United States is to ensure that the competition between our countries does not veer into conflict, whether intended or unintended. Just simple, straightforward competition. And it seems to me we need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
Chicago, question 67 and 68 here on Radio 9 at 109. Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending just a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on 88.3 WYRCT Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University and the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund, from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon-Dervosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from folks just like you. Thank you.
Jay Thurber, the best ones.
Let your input affect our output. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Badfinger.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Day after day, bring it home, baby.
from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony.
Coasting along with the coasters on a super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. It's Joni Mitchell off of her Court and Spark album, Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves. She says, "Bring us down the bottle, we'll have some light."
Joni Mitchell, Raised on Robbery on Radio 9, 121, much more music time. If he's got money riding on the Maple Leafs, I hope he loses it tonight because the Maple Leafs will be hosting your Pittsburgh Penguins. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock. We'll check sports for you in about a half an hour. Hey, on a cold day like today, you know what's really refreshing? Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in more than 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including 3712 Fifth Avenue, near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.org. Have you got your flu shot yet? Maybe. I haven't got mine yet. I got to get mine. Actually, Rite Aid called me yesterday to remind me that. Have you got your COVID-19 vaccine yet? Well, almost 800, well, more than 800,000. I say almost a quarter of a million, but almost three quarters of a million. It's going up even as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. About 800, I'm doing the math in my head, about 840,000 of your fellow Allegheny County residents have now been vaccinated against COVID-19, 744,000 of them fully vaccinated, 95,000 partially vaccinated. We are making great strides in the battle against COVID-19, but it does remain among us. The numbers are going up again, and as more people get vaccinated, the Allegheny County Health Department wants residents to stay vigilant and continue to practice common sense health practices, like washing your hands regularly, wearing a mask when appropriate. By continuing to work together, the numbers will hopefully go down, and we can all move closer to normal. We were at Tina's Bar up in... I guess that's at Bloomfield area last night, and they are good for them. They are asking everyone, if you want a seat, if you want to be seated at the bar, you have to have a vaccination card. And I really like that policy. Anyways, Allegheny County Health Department in Allegheny County is the lead agency responding to and directing response to the COVID-19 pandemic. If you'd like to find out where you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination, you can register in Allegheny County at vax4.alleghenycounty.us. That's vax4.alleghenycounty.us. If you are outside of Allegheny County, pick up the phone and dial 211 and find out where you can get your shot. That is a message from, well, it came out of my mouth, actually, is where that message came from.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Where did you think it came from? Well, I've talked out of other places. Never mind. Fair skies right now, but looking for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high near 50. Cloudy overnight, 36. Showers likely on Sunday, the high of 49. Showers Sunday night, low 33. Monday, chance of rain maybe mixed with snow at a high near 40. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. 45 right now outside of our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And we're still trying to see. The Weather Service is not giving us anything for any of the surrounding. Oh, they finally woke up. Oh, I'm so glad, because how would I live without knowing what the temperature was in Beaver County right now? It's 45, 42 right now in Butler, 44 in Washington, 45 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 43 degrees right now at WRCT with new music from Yola Tango.
I'll go and wait beside.
music from Yola Tango here on Radio 9, and these are the classics for. Classics 4 here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Now until 3 o'clock, taking your requests. Broadcasting live from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 1:30. These are the Rolling Stones. Radio 9, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter.
369, the goose drank wine. The monkey chewed it back on the streetcar line. The line broke, the monkey got choked. They all went to heaven in a literal boat. Clap, 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 pat, clap, 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 pat. Clap your hand, pat it on your partner's ham. Right hand. Clap, pat, clap your hand. Cross it with your left arm. Pat your partner's left palm. Clap, pat. Your hand, pat your partner's right palm with your right palm again. Clap, slap, slap, slap your hand, slap your thigh, and sing a little song. Go, my mother told me if I was good, that she would buy me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I'd kiss the soldier.
Dorsey getting his ya-ya's out from 1961.
Hey, Verber! Does it by request?
Coming in off of Twitter, Kinley says he's been on a Chris Farlow kick lately. Could I play Handbags and Glad Rags? You say them, we play them on the Big 900, Radio 9 in stereo.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road trying to make the other side? Ever seen a young girl growing old trying to make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat so you could buy? Baby, bye-bye. Once I was a young man, and I thought all I had to do was smile. Baby, you are still a young girl and you bought everything in style. But once you think you're in, you're out, 'cause you don't mean a thing without
had a birthday, 81 years young. That's Chris Farlow. He's from London. Little blue-eyed soul there going out by request on Radio 9. And this is Eddie Floyd. Come on and rip the roof off the dump.
I don't want to lose this good thing that I've got, just if I do. Surely lose a lot, 'cause her love is
West Newton First Church of God, 157 North 2nd Street, will hold its third annual Christmas Cookie Walk from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. December 11th. You'll fill a box for $8 a pound. For more information, 724-872-7467. And don't forget, they'll also have those peanut butter balls.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Send this out to everyone who's a fan of balls.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl is just great balls of fire.
Come on, baby. You're driving me crazy.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And if the fire persists for more than 4 hours, call your doctor. More music after these important announcements.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
And a question man is here with another stack of mail in which there are questions to which he will offer the answer, I hope. How do you feel today, Mr.
All right, let's get to the mail quickly.
All right, here's the first one from a man in Massapequa, Long Island. He says, my friend and I are having a fight. How can I win as he's much bigger than I am?
I'm afraid it was Bill Terry in 1933.
Here's another one from all the way down in New Bern, North Carolina, from a lady who writes, my friend and I are having a fight. Did the United States ever have a woman president?
No, I believe it was in the late 1800s at the Delaware Water Gap.
A young married couple, Mr. Question Man from Philadelphia, writes, we're having an argument. What kind of a guy was Francis Scott Key?
I'm afraid that your friend lost that argument. No, that's the Amazon River.
A pupil in junior high school 93 in Brooklyn, New York, writes, my teacher and I have a bet. Did Eli Whitney or Elvis Presley invent the cotton gin?
No, three cities. Paris, Rome, and London.
And a nice lady in Duluth, Minnesota, writes, I like your voice, Mr. Question Man. Can I come up and meet you sometime?
Oh, I'm afraid you won that argument. You can tell your friend that it flows northeastward and empties into the Atlantic Ocean at Newburyport.
And there's a second part to this question, P.S., Mr. Question Man.
Ted Williams.
Finally, a Marine in Camp Lejeune writes to ask, what time of the year does the yellow-shafted flicker molt?
Cumulus clouds, always.
So we hope that the Question Man has answered some of the problems bothering you listeners. If you have any, send them along. Next time, he will answer such questions as, I know how tall Mount Everest is in feet, but how many inches high is it?
Jay Thurber, more music now.
Speaking of questions, here's Clive McFadder with one. A lover's question on Radio 9.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question. I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question. I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question. I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know sing. Does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
Clyde McFadder here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 1:53. Much more music time. FSN News coming up again at 2 o'clock. We'll have new music from Surf Curse right after we take care of a couple of brief messages and check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up at 3 o'clock today, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WMRCT and Tube City Online Radio, it's Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies. Please join Doug every Saturday afternoon for Goffis Golden Oldies, featuring adult standards, nostalgia, and oldies from the 50s and 60s, with occasional bonus material from the 40s and 70s. It's a trip down memory lane every Saturday at 3 with Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies right here on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, and on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight.
Up in Beaver Stadium in State College at the half, Penn State leading Rutgers by a score of 7-0. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pitt Panthers getting ready to take on the Virginia Cavaliers down at Heinz Field. That game kicks off at 3:30. Pitt ranked number 20 in the nation, and they are in the hunt for a share of that ACC championship. So Pitt hosting the Virginia Cavaliers today at 3:30. What else to tell you about? Pittsburgh Penguins are on the road. They're taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight in college basketball action. The Carnegie Mellon women lost today to Westminster at the College of Worcester. That's the Nan Nichols Classic by a score of 69-66. Ladies will be back in action tomorrow as they take on Spalding there, and that tournament continues. The Duquesne Duke men lost yesterday to Northeastern by a score of 71-55. The Pitt Panthers men beat Towson by a score of 63-59. Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Chargers tomorrow. Game time is at 8:20.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Yup, doop da bow.
What's the weather gonna be?
Ba-ba-da.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Mostly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 50. Cloudy overnight, low 36. Showers on Sunday, high 49. Showers likely Sunday night, cloudy 33. Slight chance of rain, maybe mixed with snow Monday morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 40. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience, it is, once again, the weather is absent everywhere. There is no weather anywhere. The world has come to an end, except outside our studio, where it's 45 degrees right now in downtown McKeesport, with new music from Surf Curse. Music from Surf Curse here on Radio 9.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Here, I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for listening. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And the week ended with a little history being made at the White House. Vice President Kamala Harris became the first woman ever to hold the powers of the presidency. She stepped in for Joe Biden for just under 90 minutes when he was placed under anesthetic for a routine medical procedure. The vice president otherwise had a grim week. Her approval ratings fell to the lowest level ever recorded amid reports that she's unhappy with the tasks President Biden has handed to her. She was asked about that by George Stephanopoulos on ABC News.
We're getting things done and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No.
The week also ended in America with an acquittal on all charges in a highly followed American murder trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, an 18-year-old vigilante, acquitted of the killings of two people during Black Lives Matter protests in Wisconsin last August. He successfully claimed self-defense. His attorney, Mark Richards.
He had as much business being there as any of the demonstrators or the rioters. There's going to be people who will never agree with that statement. If we all would just mind our own business a little bit, I think we'd all be better off. And it's a hard lesson to learn.
President Biden, who at one point compared Mr. Rittenhouse to white supremacists, said he accepted the outcome of the trial. Numerous countries in Europe tightened their COVID-19 restrictions, and Austria became the first European country to make vaccination mandatory. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel warned of a difficult winter ahead. From FSN's bureau in Berlin, Trent Murray covered that story.
Angela Merkel said it was absolutely time to act, and that the situation facing Germany is very worrying. With the country's state of emergency extended until early next year, state authorities will remain able to enforce existing restrictions, but new measures have also been announced, including steps towards passenger health pass checks before long-haul train trips and increased testing at places of employment.
Mudslides and storms beset British Columbia in Canada's west and also the west coast of the United States. 18,000 people had to flee their homes in Canada. President Biden and President Xi Jinping of China held their first face-to-face summit meeting. It took place virtually. There were no breakthroughs, but the U.S. president said he hoped fresh initiatives could be taken to reduce the risk of conflict between the world's two biggest economies.
Seems to me our responsibility as leaders of China and the United States is to ensure that the competition between our countries does not veer into conflict, whether intended or unintended. Just simple, straightforward competition. And it seems to me we need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
This is the station that sounds so much better than you.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan.